We're just a bit disappointed that we lost momentum in the second half. I thought first half we'd done everything right, been quite clinical. Second half we just sort of strayed off theme a little bit and allowed them in, and you know, penalties against ourselves. I think the first kickoff was a classic penalty in the 5 minute, penalty in the halfway, and you know, in this sort of weather conditions on that sort of pitch, is you just can't afford to do that. And we're a bit disappointed because we talked about making sure that our individual desire to do well didn't take away from what was possible here. And I felt second half that happened a bit. You know, all people trying to be positive, but losing the sort of the cohesiveness as a team. And you know, I don't think we're ever in danger of losing it, but we never weren't as comfortable as what we would have liked. And you know, that's credit to Plymouth just piling away at us at the end, but we got to be better than that. We gave them too much field position, too easy, and we've got to learn from it.
Well, welcome to Blackrock College from Dublin.
You knew you were going to get a tough game down here, didn't you? You said cold, wet, dark night, and that's exactly what you got.
Yeah, and I just think we could have made it easier for us. I don't think we're ever going to get away from it being tough, but I think we were in control of making things a bit easier. And I thought first half we'd done the tough bit, and we'd nailed the drive and everything else, and we just came away from it. We came away from the power we had at scrum. We came away from a drive and started to play, you know. And sometimes you've got to accept that rugby's not easy to play in, you know, both in conditions. The pitches, you can only run in straight lines. You try and run anything on anything else, you fall over. So those sort of elements all bring everything down a little bit, and we've got to get used to that. So our game management needs to be more clinical. And second half, we just got to accept that we weren't. So that's what allows, you know, that sort of balancing act of the spending too much time in your own half. And we could have been a bit, made life a lot easier for us.
Brought Ryan Lamb on. It looked a little bit livelier after he came on. You're never quite sure what he's going to do. But a tap penalty in zone 22 caught everybody out, I think. But did that change it a bit for you?
Well, I think when Lammy plays, we're a little bit smoother in terms of how we move as a team. You know, but it is, again, is that then exposes ourselves to making sure that our skill execution is right on. And I think there's times when you can protect yourself from that. And to lose Johnny R, I think we lost a lot of experience in that. So it was JB's first situation in a game that was all focused around nines and tens. So, you know, it's important that we understand everyone that comes in, what is the team script and how do we win this particular game.
Van Velter racing down that right touchline looked like a winger at his best. It was a great try, that.
I think GJ's getting better and better. He understands our game. He gets the mix right. Powerful driving line out. And then he understands when to hold a bit of width and be patient. And I'm really pleased with the way GJ's heading, both in captaincy. I've been delighted. But in play, I'm really seeing the benefits of, you know, what a quality player he is.